Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the Morning Motivation. And I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. And this is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast. How are you guys? Hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are doing well on the and listening to the podcast out there. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all my international watchers. And I hope you guys are having a blessed It's Wednesday. Oh, my goodness. It's Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. And I hope you guys are blessed. A lot has been going on in the world, but I hope that you guys are ready for a dose of morning motivation. In today's topic, we are going to talk about how to not lose expectation and how to expect good things to happen to you. You know, a lot of times when we are planning, when we're setting out for our goals, when we're trying to do the things that God is telling us to do, a lot of fear and things can stifle us, but I want us to get into the mindset of expecting good things to happen to us, expecting good outcomes, expecting for whatever we are wishing, desiring, hoping for, whatever God has said on our heart, that we are shifting our mindsets to expect the unexpected and expect the great things that are coming our way. So we are going to go ahead and do our morning prayer and jump right in to the shout out. So if you are new, first time watching, let me know where you are watching from. It's always amazing when I get people that are listening from all over the world. And to my podcast listeners, thank you for being here as well. You guys can stream Morning Motivation on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Podcasts. And it's just on the Brittany Daniel podcast. So you guys can go ahead and check that out. And if you're listening on the podcast, you can watch these videos on YouTube. Do not forget to hit the subscribe button. Give the video a thumbs up and all of that great stuff. So if you are not spiritual or religious, or you do not subscribe as a follower of Christ, then don't worry. You are welcome here. I hope that is okay that I pray for you anyway. I just pray in Jesus' name. But whatever religious background, spiritual works you believe in is totally fine and totally okay. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up for another day. Thank you for allowing us to seize the moment to expect great things. Allow us to put one foot in the other and keep doing the things that are pleasing in your sight and understand that we are building off of what you have called us to do every single day. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So let's dig into the shout outs again. Load up the shout outs, load up the live chat so you can get your shout out. And at any time you have a comment, question, or concern, then you can leave it in the comment section below of the video once it's posted. All right. Well, good morning, She Amber. Happy hump day. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Edwan. I hope you are feeling so much better. Rich Rising, Ashley. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Aisha. Hey, Nana. Happy hump day. Good morning, Norm. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Kiki. Good morning, KK. Rich Rising Angel. Hey, Kelsey girl. Good morning. Hey, Charlene. Good morning. Good morning, Chador. Good morning, Melon and Honey. Thank you for praying over us. No problem. I hope that you guys continue to pray throughout the day. We pray every morning just to set the tone, just to like acknowledge God and thank God for just another day of life, because everybody did not make it. Everybody is not, you know, walking around today. So y'all, Zara is extra early. She's down here being my little co-host. So I hope you guys are doing well, but let's dig right into expecting. Wait, Edwan says a special shout out. Oh, I appreciate it. He shouted me out. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank y'all for being here. All right. So yesterday we kind of got not sidetracked. I don't think that anytime a topic kind of goes into a different direction, a sidetrack. Maybe it was something that somebody needed to hear. And I feel like I just allow things to be said in order to touch whatever you guys are going through. But yesterday we didn't get to finish the topic, but what it was about is in order to get different, you must be different, right? So we were talking about mindset, but when I was going through my notes, one thing that stood out to me the most was expecting good things, you know, expecting greatness, expecting great things to happen to you. Because I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. Like, I'm gonna be 100% honest. I'm just tell y'all a little story. So in my situation, my relationship, we are planning or thinking about, you know, marriage and kids and what that looks like. Like, we have a lot of heavy discussions about the future and what we think that, you know, is possible for us or what we want, which I highly recommend anybody who does not have children yet to do, because when you're older, when you're, and it's not even about age, it's more so about where you are in your life, what you've settled down, when you've gotten kind of all of your selfish years out of the way and you've done you. We talked about that yesterday was doing you and enjoying your life. And especially to my young ones or just anybody, it doesn't even matter what age you're in. You could be enjoying your life, you know, after your kids have grown up and they're out of the house and now you're exploring life again. Because I know friends, I have a friend who is now an empty nester in her 40s and she's rediscovering her life. So it's really not about age. But when you are embarking, it doesn't even have to be parenthood. When you are embarking on any kind of new chapter in your life, or when you're bringing something new in, or you're exploring different ideas and possibilities for yourself, or what God has for you, or what you want for yourself, sometimes, you know, I don't know if it's the enemy. You know, we talked about our brains and how our brains want us to be safe and protected. We can just have all these little scenarios of all the bad that can happen. Good morning, such a lady. All these bad things that can happen. Like, you know, when it comes to, I'll just be frank. When it comes to children, some of my personal concerns or some of the things that I'm fearful of is like, do I want to bring a child into this crazy, chaotic world, right? Do I want to, you know, you think about as a person who hasn't had any children yet, you think about childbirth, you think about, you know, we hear about women, especially women of color's mortality rate in this country, like going down, like, you know, a lot of people don't survive childbirth, we're not given the same amount of care. Then you also think about, you have fears of, you know, God forbid if the child comes out and it's not 100% healthy, quote unquote, right? Or maybe there's medical issues. So there's a lot of like what ifs and a lot of doubts. And this can happen when you're trying to start a business. Like, what if I don't have money? What if nobody buys my product? What if, right? What if nobody shows up to my grand opening? What if nobody shows up to my event? We can have all of these thoughts of concern and doubt and fear, which makes us not really want to move forward, right? If you can look down the road and you're seeing all of these accidents, right? Sometimes in Atlanta, when I don't care if I know where I'm going, I always put in the GPS coordinates, because along the route, I want to see where the traffic is. I want to see that where the accidents are. And if there's accidents on a specific route, it makes me go another route, right? It makes me go another way. And sometimes life can be like that for us. When we are embarking or we're praying about something, and then we open our minds and we think about possibilities, if we're more so negative focused, or if we're more so cautious, you know, some of us have more cautious brains than optimistic and positive brains, right? If you're on the more pessimistic side, or the more negative side of things, or the more, you know, fearful side, a lot of those accidents, you know, a lot of those roadblocks of what ifs can stop you and keep you stagnant from moving forward. It can keep you fearful of, dang, well, if I do this, what if this happens? You know, if I take the test again, what if I fail? If I, you know, try to call some people, maybe they won't answer the phone. And we have all of these things that stop us from progressing. But I want us to get out of that fearful mindset. I learned this from my therapist. Never make decisions in fear. I'm going to say that one more time for anybody that. Never make your life decisions out of fear. So yes, all of these possibilities can possibly happen, but I want to give you guys a little secret. 9 times out of 10, the worst case scenario never happens. How many times did you psych yourself out, or you were like, you know what, better not do that because this and this is going to happen? And we try to do that with children, right? We try to give them the worst case scenarios of things so that they don't make bad decisions. But 9 times out of 10, none of that stuff ever happens. Even with our own selves, even when the stuff that we're fearful of, that we're trying to, like, you know, as we go through and we continue with our goals, 9 times out of 10, none of that bad stuff ever happens. So instead of going down the lane of being pessimistic, having, you know, fearful thoughts, let's kind of close that door for a little bit, right? And let's explore the possibilities of everything going right. Everything going maybe not exactly according to plan, right? Because we don't want to get overly disappointed, but things just working out in our favor. Things just, God just showing up when he's supposed to show up. You know how much empowering and how much, even just me saying that, the energy I feel in my body versus, oh, that might not work out. Oh, if I do this, that energy is like, it's kind of nasty a little bit. It feels sticky. If I could think of a sensation to give it, I hate sticky. I do not like sticky tables. My hands are sticky. I'm not a sticky person. I as soon as there's anything sticky on me, I go wash my hands immediately, right? I hate that sensation. So instead of us having the sensation that we don't like, let's focus our energy on the sensations we do like and the possibilities of what could happen. And I'll give you guys a perfect example. For a while, I have been Brittany the host. Good morning. I have been Brittany the host. And the reason why my online name has been Brittany the host for so many years is because when I first started my journey, the whole reason and rhyme or reason why I wanted to do this was because I wanted to be a host. I thought I was going to be another, or my goal, I would say, I was going to be a host of The Real. In my mind, I was like, one of these days, these ladies are going to get tired and I'm going to be up next. Unfortunately, The Real is off air, but that was kind of my goal was like, I'm going to be a host. And as I was going through, grad school, and talking and networking with anchors who are in New York and all of these people in media, the number one thing they said is, hey, start your own stuff, like go online, use YouTube and grow your own platform and do your own thing. So, okay. So for the past, 5 years of my journey, that's what I've been doing. So Brittany, the host, has been those things, but there have been plenty of times where I'm like, man, this ain't working out. It's taking longer than I expected. But by the grace of God, I kept just putting in the work. I kept putting out videos. I kept doing interviews. I kept, right? And the great thing about that is there will be times where I'll get opportunities. I'm not going to speak on too much that's going on, but I got an opportunity and and this is another thing. Sometimes we got to go for the opportunities that we want. So I'm in a meeting with this company, which you guys will learn about soon enough because I'm going to start promoting it. But I'm in this conversation with this great, amazing company. And what I love about it is I'm on the ground floor, brand new, right? And so I'm talking to like one of the executives of the company and I'm just like, do y'all need a host? And he's like, actually we do. And so I'm talking to him about all of the things that I'm doing. And he's like, yeah, we need somebody to do this. And in my brain, I'm like, I can do that. I've done that. I've been doing that. Right. And he's like, hey, can you send me stuff? I was like, absolutely I can. So I was sending him links to my channel and things that I've done with my interviews and things like that. Right. And it dawned on me in that meeting that had I not been preparing all of these years with no end in sight, just a vision for myself, right? And I'm only using me because it's the only example that I can think of right now. It's not about me, ain't about me, but I'm just saying. If it wasn't for, me putting in the work and doing it and showing up for people and sometimes doing stuff for free, doing things on my own, investing in myself, I wouldn't have had the footage. I would have just told him what I wanted to do and not been able to tell him what I was doing. So anybody out there, if it feels like that you're on a mission, you're like, why am I doing this? I'm doing this and nobody's watching. I'm doing this and nobody cares. I'm doing this and I'm quote unquote failing because there's no failure. They're just stepping stones to where you want to go. I'm here to tell you that to keep going and keep doing the thing, keep showing up to court, keep cooking, keep selling those homes because there's going to be a day where somebody's going to need you. And now you have a track record and years of experience. And what happens with experience and what happens with years of work, you become more confident in what you do. There's nothing that he can't ask me to do that I haven't done. So I'm extremely confident in my abilities because I've been doing it for so long. A lot of people are like, Brittany, how do you get on camera and just talk? So, and I always tell people and my people that are my 555 or my clients and the morning motivators can tell you it's, and I always say this, it's because I've been doing it for a very long time. I've been doing it. So I have more practice. So that's the thing. It's like when you're on your road to doing what you want to do, or you're on your road to, being in a relationship or whatever the case may be, whatever your goal is, having that practice behind your belt makes you more confident. You know what we say? Practice doesn't make perfect, but it makes you excellent in what you do. So then when you get the opportunities or when the opportunity presents itself, when somebody says, hey, May, I have a friend. They're looking for a home. You can be like, oh, I got that. And then not only do I got it, I have some great homes to show them. Boom, you're on it. Or somebody might be like, dang, I would love to learn how to cook. They go to Cooking with Raw stuff and boom, Cooking with Raw has all of this content or all of this this content of her cooking. You know, we have some people in school to become nurses and lawyers. Hey, I need somebody to look over the contract. Oh, I know exactly how to do that. I just took that class. I just graduated from law school. Here, I'll help you. In the meantime, while you find a lawyer, I'll help you. And you start your own business. Whatever your lane is, you know, hey, I'm not feeling too hot. Dang, I can't go to the hospital. Don't worry about it. I got you. I know exactly what's wrong. I can't practice by law, but I can help you out a little bit here, you know, and you can give somebody a listening ear. Everything you're working on right now, everything that you're striving to right now, even the failed relationships. Okay, the relationship didn't work out, right? But guess what? Now you know what to do and what you don't do. Now you know how to show up for your partner and what you won't allow in your relationship. So it's going to make the next relationship better, right? So everything that you're doing now are just building blocks on what's to come. And it just, when I was in that meeting, I was just like, man, had I not continued to do what I was doing, I would have never had anything to show him. You know, and it's one thing when you tell people what you want to do and what you're doing. Whole different ballgame. Because there's a whole lot of people out there that want to do stuff, but there's not a whole lot of people that can say, hey, I'm doing it. So anytime that you're out there and you're like, man, it's not happening for me, keep going. Expect good things. Have your day of expectation that one day things are going to line up and boom, I'm going to be exactly where I'm supposed to be. But you got to lay down the foundation first. And a lot of us get stuck and we don't want to lay the foundation. And I've been guilty of that. You know, it can get very sometimes disappointing. It can get very, it can feel like you're doing it for nothing. But I'm telling you to keep going because maybe you're doing it for practice. Maybe God is setting you up, you know, to get on the court. Like everybody wants to start something. We talked about this a little yesterday and be in the NBA overnight, right? The day you say you want to play basketball is not the day you go to NBA tryouts, y'all. The folks that's in the NBA took years of JV basketball, varsity basketball, college ball, and then the NBA. You know, we always want to skip steps. We always want to just start something and take off. It doesn't always work like that. And for the people that it does work like that, or it seems like it works like that, they've had a long time of doing other things or doing something in that lane. I always tell y'all, listen to interviews for people who have been doing it a lifetime. Like we're playing the long game with anything. When you start a career, don't try to be the hot new thing. Don't try to be a one-hit wonder where you go on the charts, you make a number one, and nobody ever hears from you again. That's not what you want. You want longevity. You want a lifetime. And over the last couple of days, remember I told you guys I was watching the New Edition movie, right? And so I've been going back and looking at interviews from producers like Teddy Riley and Jamie Jam, all of these guys that have been in the game for so long, and the stories that they tell about, you know, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. But it's just like, wow, y'all have been doing this for a very long time. You can be in the midst right now of your story, the connections that you're making, the people that you're meeting. Like when they were going through those things, like when Teddy Riley met Baby Bobby Brown back in the day and they did My Prerogative back in the 80s, I'm sure they had no idea it was going to be a legendary thing and they'd be talking about it 20, 30 years later. You know what I mean? So although that's a small little thing, but think about like Michael Jackson. They didn't know in Gary, Indiana, when they were growing up and they were doing all that practice in the living room, that they were going to be who they became later down the road. You know, nobody knew that Michael Jackson from Gary, Indiana, you know, all of those brothers and sisters in that tiny house was going to be a worldwide superstar that almost everybody knows and loves. Do you understand? So don't get caught up being in the living room. Don't get caught up that you got to practice with your brothers and ain't got no space and you don't have no air conditioning, whatever the case may be. And I'm giving Michael Jackson's scenario, but he had to lay a foundation down. They had to go to talent show after talent show after talent show and perform in bars and clubs. And they put in the footwork, but it made them international superstars. Does it make sense? So don't get discouraged in the work. You know, you got to start somewhere. You got to lay that foundation. And if we watch, and that's why I always encourage y'all, watch documentaries, watch interviews of some of the greats in any genre that you want. It doesn't have to be, I love R&B and hip hop. It doesn't have to be in that genre. It can be in country. It can be, like, I watched a Dolly Parton documentary, you know, and that one was eye-opening too, because she had to break down a few barriers, but she laid her foundation for years in order to become the Dolly Parton we all know today. You know, so we want to play the long game. We want to play the 30, 40 year game. So when your grandchildren are coming to you, dang, grandma, how long you been cooking? Child, I've been cooking since 2020. And it's 2045. You know what I mean? We want to be able to tell a story about our lives. And the crazy thing is we always try to run away from the difficulty or the hardships. When that's the juicy stories, those are the stories that people want to know about. When people do interviews, bye, love, have a great day. When people do interviews, they always want to know about, hey, tell us about when this happened, when you lost your money, and you hear these stories. I'm just letting him go out the door, y'all. You hear these stories and all the juice and all the meat is in the ups and the downs. It's not when they win. Anytime any artist gets interviewed, especially because I watch a lot of Breakfast Club interviews, because I really love their synergy and I love how they interview, and it's the Breakfast Club, right? But they never ask about, nobody ever asks about, well, how many Grammys did you win? They'll highlight it in the beginning. They never talk about how many Soul Train Awards did you win, or what was it like when you got this award? Nobody asks about the awards. They ask about, hey, what happened when y'all were on the road and this happened? They always ask about the downs and the highs and lows. So don't worry about that. That's going to come. That's going to be the meat and potatoes and the juice of your story, right? But expect the good things to come. Expect the opportunity. Expect the unexpected. Like, have a spirit of expectation of, you know what, I'm doing all this work. I don't know why. I know God told me to do it. Or I know this is something, a burning desire in me. So I'm going to just continue to do this. And whenever it pops, it's going to pop. But it's only going to pop if you continue. And I know we've been talking about this for a few days, but the more I talk to my coaching clients, the number one thing you all tell me is that you're stagnant. You can't be consistent and you want to be held accountable. I want to hold you guys accountable to continue to do the things that you said that you're going to do. So on Morning Motivation, every day I'm going to remind you, if this is your daily reminder, to continue on the path, to keep going, to keep putting one foot in front of the other, to continue to maximize your blessings as much as possible while you can. And it can be frustrating. It can be a little devastating. All of those things are cool. Those emotions are going to happen. Remember, we talked about emotions are temporary. There are going to be amazing things on your horizon, but we have to expect it, because if we don't expect it, we may overlook when something good happens, or it might not feel as good. The feeling and spirit of expectation feels so much better and so much more alive and gives you way more energy than the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of this will never happen, the spirit of, and you just shrink. And when you have that kind of energy, then you stop doing the work. So then when the opportunity comes, because success is when opportunity meets preparation. Now we're preparing, right? Everything that y'all want to do, you're preparing for it now. So when the opportunity presents itself, you have something to show someone to be like, hey, I'm the perfect person for this. This is what I've been, you'll hear a conversation or you'll see an opportunity, and always seize the opportunity, y'all. When you hear folks talking, oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Did you say that you... Well, you know what? Let me introduce myself. This is what I do. And if you ever need help in this area, I'm your person. You know, seize the opportunities. I've reached out to somebody. Hey, do you need a host? I see you're doing this. Do you have a host for your event? No? Well, here's my information. If you need one, we can set up a meeting and we can go over everything. Seize the opportunities. Because success, like I said, is preparation meets opportunity equals success. But if you don't prepare, if you don't expect to get the opportunities, you'll miss them. You'll miss them when they come your way. You won't even interject in the conversation because everything isn't going to come to you. Sometimes you got to go out there and get it. And some of y'all know that, right? She's a realtor. Every client isn't going to come to her. She has to promote herself. She has to go out and tell people she does. She has to start a social media page. She has to make connections and network. A lot of you have to do that with your goals. Everything ain't going to show up to your front door. It's just like dating, right? When we say, oh, God is just, he going to bring my husband. I'm just waiting on God to just bring me my husband. Child, he out there. God can't move anybody. He can't pick you up like this cup and move you. He don't work like that. He might just give you an intuition, go out. Hey, he might just set some things up where you go to a concert or you go and you're pouring into yourself. Like, I met my honey in acting class. I didn't know I was going to meet him in acting class. I just was going to acting class because I wanted to go to acting class. But boom, I showed up, he was there. You know? So when you take the chances, when you take the opportunities, God can't line this stuff up. Or for my basketball players and my sports fans, he can't give you the alley-oop if you're not standing in position. He can't throw you the ball. Thank you, love. He can't throw you the ball if you're not on the court. How was he supposed to, let me give it, what's another sport that most of us know? I don't know nothing about, you know, the other football. But how are you supposed to make the goal if you're not standing by the net kicking? He said he could kick the ball down so he can get it in the goal. You have to show up and be ready. Because if you in the locker room or you in the stands or you at home and you're not on the field with your cleats on, with your uniform on, ready to go, how is he supposed to give you the ball? And for you, it may not be sports. It may just be you showing up for your craft. How is he going to sell you the house? How are you going to be, he can't sell you the house if you don't got a realtor's license. You can't sell the homes without a realtor's license. You can't get your show without some demo. Y'all think about this, the things that you're doing now is your demo tapes. You know, people can't get record deals without demo tape, or at least back in the day. Now it's a little different. Back in the day, you couldn't get a deal without a demo tape. You know, back in the day, so many things, you couldn't, how are you going to be a writer if you're not writing anything? You got to practice what you want to do. So when the opportunity presents itself, you have something tangible. So people could be like, oh, that's what she does. You know, you want people to speak for you too. Like, oh, that's what she does. So the opportunity can be built around what you've already created. You know, if Tabitha Brown did not go live and did not put her vegan recipes and share with her story to the world, she would have never got the deal with Target. Nobody would have ever known who she was. Nobody would have ever known who she was if she would have kept all that to herself. If Michael Jackson didn't say, hey, you know what? I want to do my own thing. We would have never got Off the Wall. We would have never got Thriller. You know, there's so many gems and so many things that people had to go through in order for us to get greatness out of them. My favorite, Bobby Brown. If Bobby wasn't Bobby and didn't mess up, he would have never got his solo career. I mean, that's not a great example. But he would have never made My Prerogative and Every Little Step, which are some of my favorites. We never made great music with Teddy Riley. You know what I mean? So in order for us to keep going and to expect great things, we got to keep putting in the work. You know, how are your kids supposed to be great if you don't have them? You know, how are we supposed to make great people in this world if we don't? So that's what I'm going to tell myself. How are we going to continue to fill this world with amazing, God-fearing, beautiful people? We got enough of the evil ones, right? We got enough of the people that are selfish. We got enough of the people that only think about themselves. We got enough of those. But we got to birth the ones that are going to have good hearts, good minds, good spirits. You know, we have to continue to put those good people in the world. So we can't live on the side of fear. We can't live with the spirit of fear or not having great expectation. Because then what's the point of living? What's the point of living if we're just gonna be like, you know what? It ain't never gonna happen for me. I ain't gonna do that. That's too much work. I ain't gonna work on myself for what? Nobody cares. You're not giving them the opportunity to care. We have to give people the opportunity. You have to give them something tangible. You have to give them something tangible. You know, you can't get anything without putting the work in. It does not work like that. You can't get something for nothing. There's Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. One of his steps to becoming rich is, what are you going to give for what you want? There's no such thing on this planet as something for nothing. Even when things are free, even when things are given, somebody had to pay for it. You know, when there's toy drives and soup kitchen, all of that stuff, even the stuff that's free, somebody had to pay a price in order to give it. You know, churches, hopefully, I know mine does, but hopefully the church takes the donations and does good in the community and just doesn't put the pastor in a Bentley, which I've been to a church like that, unfortunately. That's why I had to go. but do you know what I mean? Like, you can't, you have to give in order to receive. And you're giving always money. It's your time. It's your energy. It's putting your best foot forward. It's putting your gifts out to the world. It's showing up. It's studying for the test. It's studying for your classes. Because some of y'all need degrees in order for those goals to start popping off, right? And some of y'all are in the midst of school. You know, some of y'all are in the midst of school. But if you don't show up, if you don't study, if you don't take the test, you're never going to get the degree. And you need the degree to continue on the journey that God has called you to do, whether it's to be a doctor, a nurse. And some of y'all are in the midst of doing this right now. You know, and you guys got other stuff going on. But if we don't have a heart of, and a spirit of expectation that something is going to come out of this, that something is going to be presented and made, then what is there's no point. You might as well just stop now. But you can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Take that. We're going to diddy it up a little bit. No, you can't stop. That's not an option. Take that off the table. Quitting, stopping is not an option. So don't even allow your brain to go that way. Take it off the table. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take quitting. I got a box. You know, I love my imaginary stuff. I got this little treasure box, right? We're going to open it up. We're going to take quitting, put it in there. We're going to take giving up, put it in there, take self-doubt, put it in there, and we're going to lock it up. I'm going to put it over there, and I'm going to put it on fire. And because it's a magic fire, and it's a mental fire, it ain't going to burn nothing. It's going to stay right there over there burning. Oh, now look, it's little ashes, so it doesn't exist anymore. And I want everybody to do that for yourself. Whatever you're fearful, take a little box, put giving up, put quitting, put all of that stuff in a box that's not an option, and light it on fire. And then watch your little ashes go away and just blow them away. Just watch the ashes fall, just like you would in a fireplace. You got to use your imagination, because we ain't really setting nothing on fire. We ain't doing that. I ain't about to get locked up with none of y'all. But we're going to set it on fire, and it's done. So then when you're going through it and it's hard, that ain't even an option. We don't even look over there, because we expect to win. Nobody goes on the court. Nobody plays a game that they don't expect to win. And remember, we're playing life's game now. Remember, we talked about that. Life is a game. We're playing to win. Our expectation is to win. So quitting, not even an option. Giving up, not an option. Now, do we need a break? Everybody needs a little break. Can you sit on the bench a little bit, get some Gatorade, get some water? Of course. Have a seat, champ. You've been working real hard. Have a seat. You can do that. You can slow down. You can take a break. Everybody has an off season. Everybody takes a break. You know, football players, off season, basketball player, off season. Even on the road, when artists drop an album, they go on the road, they go off on hiatus, take a little break. They go on vacation and stuff. Everybody, you can go take a break. It's cool. School has summer break, winter break. You can break, but you're not going to quit. Quitting is not an option. You got too much in you to quit. You have too much in you to not continue to go. You have too much in you. And a lot of y'all just started. So you really can't quit. Because if you quit now, it's never going to happen. And that's not an option. So we're going to put that in the box as well. The idea of it's never going to happen for me is not an option. The only way that happens is if you don't put those things in that box and light them on fire in your mind and let it be enough. Because if it's an option, it may trickle in when times get hard. You know, some of us are military folks, right? I'm a military folk, unfortunately. Hopefully getting out soon for my mental health sake. But during a PT test, a physical fitness test, well, I don't know about that new one. I got a profile. I ain't there yet. But the old one was push-up, sit-ups, 2-mile run. There's no stopping on that too. I don't care how tired you are. I don't care how out of shape you are. You cannot stop. If you stop, you fail the whole test. You know, if you're in class, if you're in school, and you stop in the middle of your test, you're going to fail the test. That's not an option. You got to keep running. You got to keep taking the test. No matter how hard it gets, quitting, failing is not an option. And I don't like the word fail because fail could be lessons. You know, we can fail on accident. Sometimes we don't mean to fail. Sometimes you studied or you thought you studied. You get to the exam and you like, what is this? This ain't what I studied. This ain't what you talked about. This ain't what you told us was going to be on the test. What is this? You know, sometimes you're like, hold on now. I wasn't expecting this. And unexpected things can come and happen. And life can happen to you. So there are no failures. But giving up is not an option. Quitting is not an option. You know, success won't be at every turn. That's cool. You know, but we're going to expect great things. We're going to expect to pass. We're going to expect to not just pass, to soar and do great. We didn't get into school and work this hard just to pass. This ain't high school. This ain't middle school. We ain't just going to pass. We're going to give our all and our best, and hopefully our best and our all far exceeds just passing. But sometimes, depending on the class, that's all you need. Sometimes at C, you'd be like, "Ooh, okay, I'm out. Next class," you know. So whatever your best is in that moment, whatever your best is in that moment, okay? But quitting is not an option. I need y'all, some of y'all, to put it in the comments right now so I know that y'all hear me. Quitting is not an option. Giving up is not an option. So we're not doing that. So when we are faced with hard times, when we're going through it, when it ain't working the way we think it's not working, that's not an option. So take that off the table. And I need y'all to put in the chat. Y'all been quiet in the chat lately. I don't know if I'm talking good or y'all sleep or y'all doing other thing. I need y'all to put in the chat because I really want y'all to sink that in, because there's a lot of times where you're going to want to quit around this journey. Whatever journey you're on, whether it be, like I said, being a realtor, starting your YouTube channel, you know, being a wife, whatever the case may be, thank y'all. Quitting is not an option. So we going to ball it up. And we're going to throw that away because that ain't an option. So anytime your brain goes there, nope, quitting ain't an option. So what's my solution to this problem? How am I going to keep going? Even if you got to go slow as I don't know what, slow is better than stopping. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. But quitting isn't the option. And like I said, this was from Pastor Torre. Sometimes the worst things in life happen to us to create the best things. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes the worst things in life happen to us to create the best things. So when bad things happen, when stuff doesn't happen, when you're on the journey and you're like, all right, I'm trucking. All right, I'm up. For my military people, the ruck march, them ruck marches. You know, sometimes the worst things to happen to us innately get the best things. I'll give you guys an example. Should I even say this right now? The investigation is over. Forget it. It's my show. I'm going to say it. Sue me. I'm not putting anybody's name in it. But so this time last year, I was assaulted. Actually, not this time. July of last year, I was assaulted by a coworker. Which spiraled my mental health. Because at the time, the military, the reason why, and people ask me all this is, are you still in the military? Technically, I am. I'm working on a med board, which is to get out because of my mental health. The military for years has caused me very bad depression dips, right? Due to different circumstances and a whole bunch of a plethora of stuff. I won't get too much into that. But I was assaulted last year, which really tipped the iceberg into spiraling my mental health. And so over the last year, I've been working on getting out of the military. But had that, even though I'm not happy that that situation happened. It was one of the worst times in my military career. But what it did allow me to do is separate myself from the population to better my mental health. So although I'm not saying I'm happy that that happened. No, I'm not happy that I was assaulted, right? However, it allowed, the worst thing allowed me to do good things, allowed me to get the space that I needed, allowed me to take care of my mental health in a whole different way, allowed me to see people that, you know, in it, and allowed me to get things done. So I'll just say that. So sometimes, and that's a extreme experience, and I'm sorry if that triggered anybody or made anybody feel away. It was the only example that I can think of at the moment. But sometimes the worst things that happen to us can start altering for the best thing. So when anytime we're going through things in life, anytime that stuff just doesn't seem like, why in the heck is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? I'm not here to say that everything happens for a reason. So I hate that excuse. No, sometimes people do jacked up stuff, but when God is on your side, he always has your back and you'll come out on top. I'll say that because we like to put, no, it's okay, Kiki. Thank you. It's totally fine. I'm okay. I've been working with a therapist and stuff like that through the year. So she's really helped me. That's why I always tell people, go to therapy and get the help that you need, because it does help. But what I will say is, through that, I was able to get the help that I need. And when you're God's child, and I'm not talking about religion when I say this, because I don't believe that God pinpoints religion. I just feel like when you're a good person, when you do what you're supposed to do, when you're seeking God and you're not perfect, never once have I ever told anybody to be perfect, and I'm not perfect. But when you have a good heart and you're God's child, meaning you have a connection and in a relationship with him, he always puts you better on top. So sometimes the worst things that can happen to us, although that wasn't, I will never be like, everything happens for a reason. I hate that excuse. No, some jacked up stuff happens to us and it's jacked up because people made choices to be jacked up people, or people with mental illness, whatever the case may be. So no, I don't think everything happens for a reason, but when you're God's child, he will always look out for you and bring you up on top. He will always get you to where you need to go eventually. So that's why we can't fear anything. That's why we have to expect good things, because although jacked up stuff may happen to us, he always has us and always will protect us and always brings us out on top. Okay. No problem. And I'm going to read your guys' comments. Let me wrap up a couple more points and then we'll get into the comments. So if you guys have any comments, questions, or concerns, load them up. Don't let the hard times make you fumble your optimistic expectations. You know, I understand when it's your mental health, hey, just get it taken care of. That's a whole different thing, right? That we're not talking about the mental health things, because I had to really get my mental health in check last year because it was bad, in a very, very bad place. However, outside of the mental health, right? Because we're going to get help. We're going to go to therapy. We're going to do and take care of ourselves and do everything that we're supposed to do to get ourselves back on track. We're all human. We all go through that. So it happens. But don't allow any hard times make you fumble your optimistic expectations. We have to be optimistic. We have to be very optimistic in what God has for us, what's coming down the road. And we may not know when it's coming. It may be years, it may be a couple months, it may be a couple weeks, it may be a decade. We don't know when that time is going to line up and when that time is going to come. But we can't allow those bad times or those hard times or those defeating times stop us from expecting God's greatness and his mercy and all of the above for our lives, especially when we're putting in the work. When you're putting in the work and you're doing everything that you feel like you're called to do and you're expected to do, and you're doing the right thing, there, as long as you don't quit, there, it has to work out. It's going to work out. And it may not work out in the form and the fashion, but say if you're along your journey and one part of it fails or one part of it doesn't work out, when you keep going and you're finding solutions, something else may pop up. Or it may not been that thing that you were supposed, that you were going to get blessed with, but out of this rooted something else. You know, like, I don't know why this example is popping up in my head, but if y'all remember the movie Selena, when her father put together the band and then they started a restaurant, right? And during the time there was another recession and their restaurant failed. The restaurant probably was supposed to fail because they were supposed to be on the road, you know, doing what they were going to do, because ultimately his was supposed to be for Selena and the group to be this big powerhouse Tejano group. Does that make sense? Everybody remember that movie when the restaurant failed? Sometimes when things don't work out the way we expect them to, they can root out other things for us and other opportunities and other possibilities. So don't get discouraged when hard times hit. Don't get discouraged when things don't always work out. You know, don't get discouraged, because it could be either a redirection or God moving you into a different lane and doing different things, or that's just a part of your journey so that you can have something else come out of that. Because sometimes when flowers die or when flowers wilt, they drop seeds in the soil. And then what happens? Those seeds sprout up other flowers. So it's not always a bad thing. So never fumble. What did he say? He said, don't let hard times make you fumble your optimistic expectations. And the last thing I had on my list before I jump into the comments is, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. A lot of y'all are doing the best you can. You're doing great. You're continuing to go. You're continuing to push forward, even when it's hard, even when you don't want to. You're studying. You're making things happen. You're taking care of those kids. You have a lot on your plate. Do not allow yourselves to feel any type of way about your progress. Okay, you're not moving as fast as you may like to. Maybe you're not supposed to in this season. Maybe you're exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to do this year, right now. So don't be too hard on yourself. You got this. You're doing amazing. Continue to work, and just quitting is not an option. So as long as you know that, you got to win the game. You have to win the game. Even if you have to restart the game, quitting is an option, and to keep going, okay? All right. So let me go ahead and read your guys' comments. Thank y'all for loading it up with quitting is not an option. Hope that you guys know that. Yes, quitting is not an option. Giving up is not an option. Hello, somebody. Thank y'all. Let's see. First comment says, come on, Jerome. Jerome says, thank you so much, my love, for your inspiration. Giving up is not an option. I appreciate that. The only option is moving forward and not quitting. Thank you, She Amber. She Amber also says, so good how God just speaks to us through people. Thank you, Brittany. I appreciate that. Thank you. Edwan says, I'm so happy that God brought Brittany and the Morning Motivation into my life. I'm so happy you're here. So happy to be, you're a part of the Morning Motivators. Thank you for showing up every day and working on yourself every single day. Jerome says, sometimes the worst things happen to us for the best things to come. Absolutely. And I appreciate that, Kiki. Oh, no, Brittany. No, it's okay. It's okay. It wasn't that bad. Yes, y'all. Kiki has a podcast also that she talked about going through her trials and tribulations. And thank you so much. I appreciate that sincerely, Latasha. But yes, Kiki also has, and this is what her YouTube channel is, and I'll post it in a second. Also, She Amber goes live on her channel, I believe, on Sundays, right, She Amber? And she does prayer. So if you guys want more of the gospel and the prayer, she is amazing with that. You guys are doing amazing work out there. I read that one. Thank you so much. What's up, Ms. Geta? Is it Geta or Geta? 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 Thank you, Brittany. No problem. I have been watching you for years. Your words of wisdom and encouragement is and has always helped me push through and grow. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks for being who you are. I appreciate that, y'all. Edwan says, I'm actually feeling better and I am back at my dorm right now and I'm getting my things ready for tomorrow morning's flight back to Cleveland, Ohio. Safe travels. I hope you enjoy your weekend. Thank you for your support. Yes, you guys. Kiki, hold on. Kiki's channel. When things go wrong, don't go with them. Absolutely love that. Thank you for Jerome. Kiki's channel says, Kiki says, if that's hard to, oh yeah. So you guys look up her YouTube channel, Rakisha Kiki. Y'all make sure you guys subscribe, give her some love. She is sharing a phenomenal story. Kiki has been through a lot. I'm super proud of her for being so bold and transparent with her audience to help other people. If you guys were just to hear her story, you would be amazed that she is still standing. She is such an inspiration to me as well, which she probably doesn't know this. I'm telling you now, Kiki, because of how resilient you are. I'm not going to even say you're strong, but you are super resilient. Your heart is so pure for everything that you've been through. And this is her story to tell. So I'll let her tell it on her platform. But you guys really, really should check it out. She's at the tip of the iceberg, just starting out. And you guys make sure you guys support Kiki and everything that she's going through. But if you have ever been through, man, a lot, Kiki is the person that you guys can link with. And sometimes even just hearing her story, I'm just like, Brittany, you scratching the surface of what people go through. And her story is going to impact and empower so many people. And I am so blessed to know her. I'm so blessed that she's a part of our morning motivation crew and team and she's here every day. But you guys give her some love, listen to her story, share her story, because there's so many, I'm sure if she went through it, there's more people that have gone through it and that are going to need to hear and see that if she can get through all of that and be such an amazing, blessed person, that absolutely there's no way that they can't make it through. So you guys show her some love. Go support. Man, she's such an amazing spirit in person. And I can't wait to see God lift her up and have her keep speaking. Cause she's just at the beginning. She's in the beginning stages of her career when it comes to sharing her story. So I'm super excited to see and watch her grow. Few Charles, I'm new to the fam. Thanks for accepting me. Of course. Well, welcome to the Morning Motivators. Everybody is welcome here. As long as you show up and be interactive. And even if you can't show up, these go out on our podcast, which is the Brittany Daniel podcast, on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Podcasts. So make sure that you check that out. But we're here. All the videos are here on my YouTube channel. But thank you for being a part of the Morning Motivators. It's pronounced Jetta. My bad. Thank you. Thank you. Kiki said, Brittany, I was just reading this book in the tab. Book Feeding My Soul is definitely a good book to pick up, y'all. Okay, we got to pick up Ms. Tabitha Brown's book. I'm definitely going to pick her book up because I know she got some good stories. Amber says, going live for prayer sessions is kind of on hold right now. Need to pray more about it because I kind of got discouraged with it due to talking to myself when no one shows up. But it's okay. Today was showing. You got this, Amber. And it is hard going live. I would maybe do some pre-recorded ones too. Do some topics. Like I used to do topics that I did were pre-recorded and you just post them and put them out. But you got it. Keep going. Keep going. Because God, people need you. People need you. Showing me not to quit. Absolutely. No quitting. If God placed it in your heart to do it, keep going. There's a reason. And a lot of times people don't always watch live. And sometimes it takes a minute for things to get out there in the algorithm to pick it up and push it out. So don't get discouraged when you don't get a whole lot of views in the beginning. YouTube is very hard. And there's also a new platform called U42 that you can sign up with. It's called U42, Y-O-U-4-2. And they're a brand new platform, kind of like YouTube, where you can monetize and make money. And because they're a new platform, it may be easier to grow on there and get more views and things like that. So I know that YouTube can be saturated and a little discouraging because there's so much content and it's hard for people to get discovered now. But U42, TikTok, use other platforms to filter people to YouTube, because YouTube is just one platform. But what you do, Sheamber, especially with your message, TikTok would be really, really good. I started streaming my mornings with you. Thank you. I love starting my mornings with you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And then Brandy says, yes, y'all watch Shamber's podcast and Kiki's podcast. I will check it out. Yes, check it out, you guys. Make sure you guys we're supporting each other. We're subscribed, we're watching, and we're sharing. Do not forget to give this video a thumbs up if you guys can. Every time you guys come in, thumbs up. Yes, TikTok, it will help because you can do your segments on TikTok and little short things, and that'll be great. But yes, y'all, make sure you guys give this video a thumbs up. Make sure you guys are sharing these videos. Make sure you guys are subscribed. And also, final announcement, we have two more slots for the 555 transformation left. I believe maybe one be taken up, so maybe one left. But 555 transformation starts tomorrow. So if you guys want to be in the 555 transformation, make sure you guys sign up, get a free coaching call with me before tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. So just in case anybody doesn't know what the 555 transformation is, it is a 5-week group coaching session with myself and 5 individuals. I have vetted them. They're not crazy. They're not, you know, they're like-minded individuals who need help in the aspects of being accountable and keeping up with their goals. But the first pillar is all about self. We do a deep dive into self, who you are, what you want, what inspires you. You do self is the hardest module for some folks because there's a lot of questions that you ask yourself that you've never asked before. The second one is your spirituality. You do a deep dive in what your spirituality and who God is for you, not what religion says or what you've been brought up, but who it is for you. The third module is our physical health, what we're intaking mentally, putting in our bodies, all of that, all of the above, exercise, everything like that. The fourth is financial. We do a deep dive into finances. We talk about investing. We talk about budget and savings. We talk about how to set things up properly to ensure that you are set financially. And the fifth is relationships. And the reason why we do that is because all of those pillars, when you have all of those pillars either under control or you have a good hand in all of those pillars in your life, you're 9 times out of 10 feel more relaxed, happier, and in control of your life. So you can get to doing what it is you want to do. You can set out those goals. You have a good, solid foundation. So if you're interested, the link is down below to go ahead and sign up for a 30-minute free coaching session with me. Make sure you guys lock it in before the 30th, because after the 30th, it is go time. And we are starting our third group with the 555 transformation. And we get together every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. No problem. Do you use any social media management software? No, I do not. Thank you so much, Ashley. I appreciate that. Definitely share and appreciate all the love. More videos coming soon. Yes, ma'am. Melon and Honey says, currently watching at work. They changed my hours, but I still watch because I really need the motivation to keep going. You got it, boo. And I'm so happy. And Kiki says, yes, the 555 transformation is worth it. Join it, please. Thank you so much, Kiki, for the review. Yes, she just completed her five weeks. And what some of the people have been saying, or the people that went through the course, the young ladies, have been that now they know what they want more. They're more sure of themselves. They've been thinking about things that they haven't been thinking about before, and they've gained more confidence going through the course. And you guys have a little tight group at the end of it, because you guys get closer. And so every group, like, man, the first group, those were my heart. Those were the first ones. But then the second group got my heartstrings too. So I'm really excited to get to know the third group and to go through the sessions with them. So if you guys are interested, like I said, it's only 2 slots left. Once the 5 are filled, that's it. It's closed. You got to wait another 6 weeks to get into the course. Okay. But I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful, blessed day. Again, do not forget to give the video a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel and Kiki's channel and She Amber's channel. I hope that you guys have a beautiful, blessed day. Giving up is not an option. You guys keep rocking, keep going. I love you. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, guys.